Welcome to Time with Abba, the Passion Out Daily Devotion Podcast. Today is April 13, Monday, 2020, day 104. Today's topic, it's time for you to start scribing the Bible. Silence, put on your bricks and stop for a moment of silence. Wait for God, breathe deep for God's peace and feel His presence. Exhale your worries. Praise and thanksgiving. Thank through your day all the times that made you smile. Thank God for all those moments and for all those people. Confession and repentance. Pray for the Holy Spirit to shine on you that you are able to discover your sins and be willing to repent. Let's pray together. Dear Holy Spirit, shine your light into the places of darkness in my life. Show me my sins, everything that blocks me from encountering God and having Jesus as my Lord. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Through the Holy Spirit, examine yourself for a short silence. Let's pray together. Dear Lord Jesus, thank you for dying on the cross for our sins and being victorious over death and sin. I confess my sin to you. Forgive my sins by your blood and help me follow you. Holy Spirit, fill me that I may be able to receive your gift to love God and His people. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. The word time with Abba. Today's four passages are Psalm 53, verses 1 to 6, Joshua chapter 7, verse 16 to chapter 9, verse 2, Luke chapter 16, verses 1 to 18. Proverbs 13, verse 1. Today's main passage is from Joshua chapter 8, verses 32 to 35. There in the presence of the Israelites, Joshua wrote on stones a copy of the law of Moses. All the Israelites, with their elders, officials, and judges, were standing on both sides of the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord, facing the Levitical priests who carried it. Both the foreigners living among them and the native-born were there. Half of the people stood in front of Mount Gerizim, and half of them in front of Mount Ebal, as Moses, the servant of the Lord, had formerly commanded when he gave instructions to bless the people of Israel. Afterward, Joshua read all the words of the law, the blessings and the curses, just as it is written in the book of the law. There was not a word of all that Moses had commanded that Joshua did not read to the whole assembly of Israel, including the women and children and the foreigners who lived among them. Let's have a time to be still and give the Holy Spirit space to speak through the passage we have just read. Offer this time up to Jesus as you listen to Him. My listening. The topic I received today from Jesus is, it's time for you to start scribing the Bible. Yesterday, Easter Sunday, Jesus invited you to renew your covenant with Him, to have circumcision of our hearts. Today, Jesus invites you to follow Joshua's example to start scribing the Bible. Before Moses died, as recorded in Deuteronomy chapter 27, verse 1 to 28, verse 68, he commanded Joshua to do things on the day Joshua led the Israelites cross the Jordan, the very day. But Joshua procrastinated, and the result was that they were being defeated by a small amount of people from the city of El. They had a big victory with fighting, following God's command, and destroyed the city of Jericho. After they were defeated, they found out it was because of Achan's sin. All Israelites suffered. Then they followed God's command, and they had a big victory again. It was that time Joshua did not procrastinate again, and in the presence of the Israelites, Joshua wrote on stones a copy of the law of Moses. The first one to scribe the Bible was God himself, because he wrote the Ten Commandments on the two tablets. The second one to scribe the Bible was Moses, and he wrote the law of Moses, the Pentateuch. Joshua was the third one. Then, according to Deuteronomy, each of the king of Israel has to scribe the law once. Started 4 years ago, our church has many brothers and sisters have been using the method we learned from Time with Abba to scribe the Bible daily, including our family. And we have received lots of blessings and life renewal. It's time for you to start scribing the Bible if you have not started yet. Let us pray. Dear Lord Jesus, help us to know that the consequence of procrastination is serious. Lead us not to procrastinate your command to us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Reflect on these questions. Number one, how can you not to procrastinate God's command? Number two, what is your next step to make that happen? Family Corner, find an opportunity to share with your family the importance of today's message. May the Lord bless you.